Good morning. Another muggy start to the day across the interior sections of New York and New England, with a pesky low-pressure center still hanging by south of Long Island. That's producing a few scattered showers and a couple of bursts of rain early this morning, but it looks like most of the region will start out dry and in the 60s. We'll make our way up through the 70s and toward the 80-degree mark, with a couple more scattered showers and thunderstorms passing through thanks to that same low-pressure wave. This will be the last day for this type of weather, though, as a cool front will approach from the west. The front will produce showers and thunderstorms in western and central New York, some of which could be on the strong to severe side out in the western and central parts of New York State. But by the time that front reaches eastern New York and New England, the thunderstorms will weaken considerably, so we still run the risk at a few showers and storms through the evening hours. Then skies will clear overnight and temperatures will drop back into the 50s and lower 60s. The humidity will break behind the front as well, and this will set us up for a great start to the holiday weekend with lots of sunshine and high pressure in control. Tomorrow afternoon it'll be warmer with comfortable humidity in the lower and middle 80s. On Sunday, that same front will have stalled out and then start moving back into the region, so we'll look for scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, mainly dry though, with a mix of sun and clouds and highs around 80. On Monday, warmer air will flow in as the front continues to push back to the north and into southern Canada. It'll be in the mid-80s with just a risk of a shower or thunderstorm. On Tuesday, another front from the west will make its way toward us with an increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms, which will leave us in the cooler 70s through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the Central Plains and Mid-Missouri Valley, and also a slight risk of severe storms for northern and western New York into northern Pennsylvania through this evening. The presence of high dew points and a cool pool of air aloft should result in robust elevated instability in the plains today. This, combined with strong mid-level jet stream, will increase the risk for large hail. And closer to our region, with strong heating and veering low-level winds with height on the southern fringe of an intense mid-level jet stream, supercell wind profiles are expected to develop. This will favor a risk for large hail and damaging winds with isolated to scattered thunderstorms during the late afternoon and early evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Norfolk, Virginia at 3:59 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. And the last report of hail was at Nizhny-Novgorod, Russia at 3:30 a.m. this morning. There were 10 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Perryton, Texas. The 105-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2000 by 4 degrees. There were 5 daily record lows at Houma, Louisiana. It was 49 degrees, and this is 1 degree colder than the old record set in 1931. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 46 degrees, with a southwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 61, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 22 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Boston scattered showers and thunderstorms near 70. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees. The low, 66. The average temperature, 72. That's 11 degrees above normal. 1/10 of an inch of rain yesterday, 4.62 inches now for the month, which is 1.89 inches above normal, and 12.39 inches for the year, which is 1.51 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 94 set in 1981, and the record low 30 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m., sunset this evening 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm today in the mid to upper 70s. An evening shower or thunderstorm, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with just a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, then clearing by morning with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs near 80. An evening shower or thunderstorm, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, beautiful day, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, low humidity, a nice northwest breeze, mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, near 80. Humid on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds for Memorial Day, just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly dry, mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday, lower 80s, then 70, with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.